Hi everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Product Marketing Insider podcast. My name is Lawrence Chapman and I'm a senior copywriter here at the Product Marketing Alliance. Are you wondering how to align the product marketing function at your organization? Do your internal teams have little or no understanding of what product marketing is and the benefits you bring to the fore? Are you sick of being misunderstood? Well, Product Marketing's brand new book, Misunderstood, features first-hand knowledge, techniques and case studies to help you demystify product marketing, elevate the function, and gain the recognition you and your fellow product marketers deserve. Learn how to effectively communicate the value you bring to key processes such as positioning, personas, segmentation, and OKRs, and gain its supplementary intel from the likes of G2, Intercom, and Adobe. Misunderstood's packed with key takeaways that will propel the value of your role and the overall importance of the product marketing function, and it isn't to be missed. Get your copy at pmmalliance.co/misunderstood. Hi everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Product Marketing Insider podcast. My name is Lawrence Chapman and I'm a senior copywriter here at Product Marketing Alliance. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Harish Perry, head of product marketing at Salesforce. Harish is a growth orientated SaaS CMO and GM with 20 years of cross industry product management and product marketing experience. Harish has a proven track record of growing sustainable revenue and is passionate about the business of technology. Thanks so much for joining me, Harish.
Yeah, thank you, Lawrence. Super happy to be here.
And absolute pleasure to have you with us. So just to start, really, can you explain your current role at Salesforce, please?
Yeah. I lead product marketing for the security, integration, mobile, and developer products on the Salesforce platform. So that's essentially the products that help keep our Salesforce customers safe and allow them to build the experiences that they want for their customers.
Okay, awesome. And what is it that made you want to become a product marketer in the first place?
Well, originally was a little bit of an accident, but a happy accident, I think. So I started off as an engineer originally. That was my original career. I was a coder for a long time, then ended up in product management. And just by sheer chance, was given an opportunity to try out product marketing. And that was more than 10 years ago, and I haven't left. And for me, I just really like being at the intersection of sales and product, and being part of a team that helps communicate value, I think, is something that gives me a lot of energy. So I think it's a very unique place to be at that intersection. So that's what I like the most.
Okay, brilliant. And just kind of going back to your initial exposure to product marketing, can you just take us through what your first job looked like?
Yeah, I mean, my first product marketing role or my first...
So your first product marketing position.
Oh, yeah. So I'm what you would call a Salesforce boomerang. So I worked at Salesforce almost 7 years ago in product marketing. That was where I got my first exposure. And there's many things that are the same, like classic product marketing, messaging, positioning, helping tell a really compelling story, helping to create packaging in a sense that would bring multiple products together to convey a very pithy value prop to our customers, but then also working on some more strategic things like pricing, right? How should we price certain products that are add-ons within the portfolio? Should we price for market share? Should we price for competitive neutralization? So really got exposure to a variety of those core PMM things. And I would say, while the field has evolved and while the definition of product marketing is different nowadays, if you're a Series A versus a large global company, the core things around telling that really compelling differentiated story that's based in product truth, that hasn't changed.
Okay, great. So in this episode particularly, I'd really love to focus on obviously like the role of teamwork and collaboration in product marketing. So in your role at Salesforce, which departments would you say that you interact with the most?
Yeah, it's the ones you would expect, being that we are in the intersection of product and sales. So on one end of the value chain is product management. They are, in a sense, our supplier, but they're also our source of intelligence. I think a lot of times product marketers overlook how important and how valuable the insights are from the product teams. Because if you think about it, they talk to customers and users on a daily basis to figure out what they need to build. And there's a goldmine of information that PMMs can extract from there to convey the value. So that's one side of it. The other side is really sales enablement and sales. Because there's, you know, as much as you want to shout the value of your own product from the rooftops, in a large company, there are programs and processes and ways in which the message gets taken out to the field and from the field to the market. So on one side, it's PM. On the other side, it's sales enablement and sales as well. And they're really, you know, like I said, product is sort of our supplier. And then we almost look at enablement and sales as our first line customer. Because if we don't get them successful, they can't make our end customer successful.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of looking towards like your more direct team, as opposed to the, you know, the teams that you work alongside, can you tell us a little bit more about what your direct team looks like in terms of numbers and roles?
Yeah, there's, I mean, we're on track to be 11 folks between my own leaders and then their teams. But the split is very much along the lines of the way our products are designed. Because if you look at the scope of responsibilities for a PMM, if you strip everything away, at a minimum, they have to own the core bill of materials, the core value proposition, the reasons to sell and the reasons to buy for their products. So we have to make sure we're aligned at along with essentially one-to-one with our PM teams. But we have this approach where we think in terms of majors and minors. So if your major is your product, then your minor could be something like, hey, I'm an expert in launches, or I'm an expert in a certain industry, or I'm an expert in something that's cuts across products. But the thing is, we're not at a point where we can, you know, organize ourselves orthogonally to product. We have to be pretty much parallel to them to start. And then there's cross-cutting roles across the team. So that's kind of how we look at it.
Okay. And last year when we did the State of Product Marketing Report 2021, we've got the 2022 edition coming out very soon. Collaboration came out on top with 78% of respondents identifying this particular skill as being the most important for product marketers. And that was more than any other any other category. So from your perspective, I'm just quite keen to understand, why is collaboration like such an important skill for product marketers to master?
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to what I call the value chain. You know, you're, as a product marketer, you're really in the middle of the value chain with product on the left, if you're picturing like an arrow, like product on the left and then enablement and sales on the right. So you're squarely in the middle. You have to help product get their value out to market, but you're doing it through enablement and the sales team. And so there's, you know, if you don't have extremely tight interlocks on both the left and the right, you know, it's game over before the game even starts. And the truth is, you know, product marketers are looking to create messaging and positioning that scales. So they're not going to be in every single detail all the time. That's where they have to lean on their counterparts pretty significantly. And so it's, you know, the big mistake is a product marketer having the hubris to say, oh, I know what our customers want. Well, actually, you don't really. Like, you need to learn a little bit more from product. You need to learn from sales, learn like why they're winning and losing day to day. Absorb all that knowledge and then turn that into, you know, use cases, messaging, positioning, pricing that really works. So it's almost like I said a second ago, it's almost game over if you show up thinking you know all the answers. In fact, you know less than anyone, but it's your job to learn and absorb and create something that's better for both product and for sales.
Okay, and there's almost that the term like team culture and that's thrown around and bandied around not only in product marketing teams but also you know companies in general. But what steps can be taken to almost like instill a culture of collaboration? And I'm quite keen also to hear which steps can companies take to improve internal communication.
Oh yeah, two big ones. So the collaboration thing, it's really a mindset thing. So, you know, rather than looking for glory, the approach that I try with at least the current team and teams in the past is look to serve. So if you truly believe that like you're here in support of, and not in a bad way, but here to serve the sales teams to get them to be successful for our customers, and you're here, you know, in a more of a servant leadership way for the product teams, that then automatically creates a collaborative environment because you're not showing up with hubris, you're showing up with humility. That's the start of pretty much any collaboration. And even within an existing team, there's areas where you have expertise, but there's always areas you're going to be learning. And we want to lead with that. Hey, I know X, but I don't know Y. And like, help me and we can figure this out together. So if you don't show up with more of a service attitude, like collaboration is basically impossible. You know, you're just going to be butting heads and my view is better than your view. And so you have to have that service mindset. And then communication, I mean, this is a, you know, not a corporate plug, but I mean, we're massive Slack users. We love it. It is the fabric of our whole team and our company. And, you know, we are truly Slack first. And I find that there's something about how you set up your channels and how you communicate updates and direct comms and when you call meetings versus when you do things asynchronously. We figured it out in a way where everyone needs to know what they need to know. And people are just meeting when they need to be meeting. And it kind of all magically works. I think that is the power of Slack, really.
Absolutely. And again, just to kind of follow on from the Slack thing, I totally understand where you're coming from. We use that here at PMA. So, so having established that high performing team, I mean, because it's almost like in some cases, people think that, you know, that the big challenge is actually getting the team established. I mean, and don't get me wrong, that's really difficult, or it can be difficult as a challenge. But you then need to nurture that talent and maintain performance. But how can product marketers almost like mentor their team members and build on that success rather than just kind of like thinking, right, you know, we're at this stage, but, you know, we're quite happy with where we are. How can you develop on that?
Right. So it's really two things. It's where we're going and then course correcting how we get there. So product marketing, and it may not be unique, but I think it's pretty unique for this profession where leaders have to spend more time defining what it is the teams are doing. Because we sit right in the middle of the value chain, it's very easy to say, oh, we're really just doing documentation for a product, or we're literally here to like support sales deal by deal, when in reality you're doing some of both, but more than that. And so the product marketing leaders, whether you're leading a frontline team, or whether you have teams of teams, or whether you're an enterprise level leader, like the North Star is super important. And the question that needs to be, the answer for which needs to be written down is, how are we as a team helping move our business forward? And then that requires understanding how your business actually runs. You know, are you net new? Are you purely helping support net new logo acquisition? Which verticals are you in? Are you an add-on business? How money is made, how pipeline is generated. Like, you have to be able to understand all that and say, okay, we are here to support that. So that, and then these are the ways in which we do it. So if you're running certain campaigns, if you're more events focused, if you're more, you know, launch, relaunch focused, whatever it is, you have to write all that down. Because without that, the team, when you want to give feedback to your team and grow them, you don't know which, you have nothing to refer back to. So, you know, this just more general leadership stuff, but especially in product marketing, like, you have to write down, what do we do? And then what are the big buckets of work that we do to get there? And then the rest is, you know, catching people in the act and steering behaviors away from bad behaviors towards good. So let's say somebody new on the team had an opportunity to present to somebody, you know, like on an enablement call or to a bunch of sales reps or even sat on a customer call. If it, let's say it didn't go well, you as a leader, you want to catch them right after, like, hey, can we just huddle for 5 minutes afterwards? All right, here's what I observed. Here's how I perceived it, possibly others too. So a little bit of coaching is maybe in the future, try this versus that. And like, you have to keep hitting on that real-time feedback, because if you don't, especially in this day and age where pretty much everyone is remote, it's bad behaviors get doubly exacerbated very fast. And then you end up with a team member that had a lot of potential that's going down a wrong path. So just pulling it back, what's the North Star of where we're going? And then how do you fix behaviors and course correct to head in that direction? That without that, like, you will not have a team that is anywhere near performant.
Yeah, sure. And almost like, it kind of lends quite nicely to my next question, really. So, going back to, you know, what you were saying about almost like simplifying things, making things easily to understand, a clear understanding of key concepts is critical, particularly for sales representatives as part of like sales enablement initiatives. How can product marketers make complex terminology accessible for peers to optimize their performance?
Yeah, there's, I would say there's two things. One is you need to know your stuff. So that takes a little bit of time. So whatever product or products you're aligned with, you need to know those quite well. Like you don't need, like you don't need to know the engineering architecture, but you need to know how it works and what it does, be able to demo it, because that creates a mental model in your head of like, okay, this is the universe of what this product can do. But then the other thing is actually learning, like talk to your reps, talk to the enablement folks, because they're seeing things in a different, they're seeing the reality, right? And if you're stuck in the, you know, quote unquote office, you're just working from opinions and you're feeling about it. But if you're actually talking to your reps, you're looking at the reality to be able to say, well, you think this feature is awesome. No customer cares about it. They have a different use case that they're worried about, which is the reason they come to us. Help me message that use case better. That's a huge learning, is that like transition from just talking about features to actual use cases and real world scenarios where the features work. That only comes by either sitting in on customer calls, talking to customers, or if your company is very large and there's more layers in between, talking to your reps, talking to enablement, looking at win-loss, using things like Gong to actually figure out like what's working, what's not. Because if you're not hearing from the front line, you're just doing ivory tower product marketing messaging, and chances are no one's going to use your stuff. So that I think are two big skills. Like you got to get in on that quickly.
Okay. And then kind of just going back to what we were saying earlier about the, you know, what does a product marketing team, or, you know, what makes it, you know, an effective product marketing team, mm-hmm. Or the dynamics of any team really. But in this particular context, you know, product marketing teams look totally different in, you know, from one company to another. You know, if you've got like a, you know, an enterprise company, that's going to look different to a startup company, for example. But from your perspective, what do you consider to be the key ingredients that are needed for, you know, a really, you know, cohesive and effective product marketing team?
Yeah, so I'll put aside the structure for a second, because the structure really depends on how a business is organized. And, you know, is it, do you break your team out by persona, by vertical, by product? I mean, there's the answer is always, it depends. But what's common is, at least in my experiences, one, you know, every product marketer at even the frontline new hire very quickly needs to build an understanding of how the business works. So what's the process by which we make money? Because if that's not explicitly understood, they'll start creating content, creating assets, working with demand gen to create campaigns that are not aligned with actually how the business operates. And they'll use terms, oh, pipeline, but without really understanding how that's created. So that core business understanding fundamentally has to be across the board from the frontline person to the top leader. You know, and the language has to be the same. This is how we make money. These are the customers that we sell to. This is how our machine works. So that's one thing. But the second thing is really growth mindset, because this is an evolving field. It used to mean one thing 7 years ago. It's completely different now. It's going to look different in 10 more years. And so the only thing that you can do, the only thing that's going to separate the winners and losers, like the successful ones from the ones that burn out, is having a true learning growth mindset, knowing that you only know so much and you're going to keep learning from your customers, from sales, from product, and be like a sponge for feedback. If you're defensive in the face of feedback, this is not the role for you. Like this not, because, you know, product marketing, it, nobody explicitly says it, but it is the most strategic part of enterprise B2B marketing, but it's never explicitly called that. But because it is the most strategic, everyone has an opinion about it, which is okay. You know, some opinions are maybe valid, some maybe not. But if you're put up a wall and you don't have a growth mindset, you know, if you're as Microsoft CEO says, you know it all versus learn it all. If you're a know it all, you're done, like game over. But if you're a learn it all and you have a growth mindset, then great. Like you absorb some input from product, you know, your messaging may be off a little bit. And they can see that because one, they built the thing, so they understand what it does. And they have a fresh perspective, absorb that and maybe change the messaging. Learn from sales. They're like, your messaging is not working. The answer is not, oh, that's because you don't know how to sell. The answer is, yeah, because it's probably off. How can I fix it? So you have to have that feedback sponge mentality. So that's, I think, the two principles, like know your business inside out and then have a growth mindset. And that will, if that's prevalent across the team, then really, regardless of how they're structured, they'll be set up for success.
Okay, awesome. And so it's like the best teams, they're inspired by great leaders. But how can product marketers keep their teams engaged, or product marketing leaders rather, keep their teams engaged, passionate, and help colleagues perform to their optimum potential?
You know, I think it's sometimes we, in the day-to-day you forget, but product marketing teams are doing some pretty fantastic work. Like they are the words of the company. If you think about it, right? What ends up on the website? What ends up on the data sheets? What ends up on the decks? You can get caught up in like, oh, I'm just cranking out collateral. But the thing is, if you weren't there, there would be no words. And there would be no way to communicate with our customers, no way to, differentiate against competitors, no space created for you in the market. And that is being done by product marketing. So to be the owner of the words is an extremely big honor and a big responsibility. And, if times get dark, like I would just remind every PMM leader, like, forget about all the stuff that you get caught up in. You are owning the words. That's a huge deal. Fall back on that, get energy from that, and remind your teams that, like, without you, the company just doesn't have a presence. And that's saying a lot, because even the best product, unless you're in a pure, organic, viral, self-serve PLG world, like if you're, when you're not in, which is growing, but if you're not in that world, you need someone to communicate the words. And that, the core words come from PMM. That's a big responsibility. Always look at that with a lot of pride, is what I would say.
Okay. And switching the focus to, to your personal skill sets, really, what would you say that the top three skills are that have helped you to almost like reach the position where you find yourself currently at Salesforce?
Yeah. The first would be kind of full business thinking. So, it comes with time, but it also comes by asking questions and connecting the dots. So like always thinking about why am I, if I'm working on a piece of messaging, what's the point of this? What is it actually going to impact? How is it going to help us, either neutralize competitors, create more opportunities, help with more deals? How is it going to help in the product and the engineering side of the organization? Just thinking across the whole business and thinking for full business impact. And then the other one is just something that I learned a while back is, and this is probably for all functions, but this notion of say and do ratio is do the things that you say you're going to do. And if you, because then that way your word is credible and that is what people look for in leaders. Because, people forget like the word executive, what it really is based on the word execute in a sense. And so the higher up you are, the higher people are looking to you to get the stuff done through your teams and through your influence. And so that's something that, after making plenty of mistakes, I think I've gotten a little better at that, is if you put out something into the ether that you're going to do it, do it. Don't really have many excuses beyond that. Just get it done. And then people will trust you and kind of give you more things to more scope. So it's understand the full business and then just focus on driving and getting stuff done.
Great. And in your opinion, what do you think needs to be perhaps done to, make product marketing even better than it is today? I mean, product marketing has come a long way, but there's always, room for improvement. So what would you like to see, implemented to?
I actually sometimes wonder why the discipline's even called product marketing. I think that's a deep philosophical topic, but I think just if for someone that's a layperson or let's say you're a legacy company that's looking to transform, move from on-prem to SaaS or something like that, and you're bringing in, or you realize that you need a product marketing function. If you don't define it, someone who's never heard of it will think, oh, it means marketing the product, which it's not. It's a lot more than that. And so I would actually argue that the function needs to be relabeled as product growth marketing. And the idea that you're the growth arm of the product coin. So you're two sides of the same coin. One builds it, one grows it relentlessly. And growth can come from multiple levers, which comes down to how your business operates. You know, if you're much more SMB, high velocity, demand gen driven, you know, then product marketing works with those teams to make that happen. If you're more enterprise, long sales cycles, sales heavy, then product marketing will enable those levers of growth. But they are the ones that are understanding and pulling the levers of growth. So perception wise, if every PMM leader can say, I'm here to enable growth, nobody can argue with that because everybody wants to grow. So that I think is it's a misnomer of our profession. And yes, I would say we should run a global campaign to change perception, to be honest.
Well, there we go, then. So that can be a goal perhaps for 2023, change product marketing entirely.
Yes.
So last question, Harish, I've had a fantastic time talking with you. So to wrap things up, if there are any new or aspiring product marketers listening, what would be your advice be to them to help them get the most out of their product marketing journey?
I think, so I'm going to make an assumption. Let's say you're new in role. The most important thing you can do is understand your stakeholders, understand who it is you serve. Because if you're new and you come in guns hot and making assumptions, that's not a key to success. So like, find out like what product actually wants from you. The answer could be, we don't know. Okay, fine. We can work on it together. Find out what sales wants from you. And even if that is not aligned with your bigger aspirations, build trust, create early wins, take care of your stakeholders, because then they will take care of you when you need it. So you don't get where you want to go until you take care of your friends. And then you build that foundation of trust. So stakeholders are very, very important because again, it's part of a value chain. You have suppliers on one side, you have customers on the other side, you've got to keep them both happy. So that would be, I would say, the first thing. Like, go on a listening tour. Something I did when I started here, you know, it was like multiple weeks, lots of notes, everyone like, hey, I like this, I don't like this. Can you make sure this happens? Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Will do. Many of those things happen. Some of those things are in flight, but you will not succeed if you just come in, you know, guns hot. I'm not saying don't have a POV, but shape your POV based on the inputs from your stakeholders.
Brilliant. Harish, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed speaking with you, and all the very best for 2022.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for having me.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.